Shabbos Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah Beis. Ha'osah Shnei Batei Nirim B'Nirim. If a person makes two Batei Nirim, so the Pashup Shat first so learns is that you actually made those two holes, those two circle rings that would house the shesi when the shesi was put through the rings when they would weave. Banirin means in the nir itself. The nir was that rectangular shaped thing that would house the batei nirim. So there would be strings that would suspend and go from the top down. And in the middle of these strings were these batei nirim, where the shesi would run through. Like we have in the picture on Parak Zion Mishnah Beis, which I took from a sefer Pnei Shabbos. That's one way to learn. However, the Tosfos Yontif goes out of his way for a totally different pshat. And there's a very nice art scroll picture that I put here as well, which goes along with this pshat. Ha'osah shnei batei nirim doesn't mean that you physically make the batei nirim. It means that in the process of making this machine that they would use to weave, you would take two threads that you were going to make into the shesi. The shesi was going to be part of the garment, but also was an integral part of creating this machine. And the first thing you did was you would first insert the thread, the shesi, the warf, I believe, into this base nir, which is this circle thing. So in the picture, I did step one. You can't really see the batei nirim there because it's too small, but there's a circle there that's housing the threads, or else the threads would just fall down. So that's step one. And then when you went through the second nir, which is that second box, it wouldn't go through the hole on that side because each thread had one hole on one side, because each base nir, each circle, would only be for one thread on one nir. However, on the next nir, on that next rectangle thing, the circle would be on the next thread. So then when they would raise one up and one down, different threads would alternate going up and down. So if you put one thread through this nir and this base nir, when it went to the second box, which is step two, it didn't end up going through the base nir. It went between the batei nirim. It went between them. It didn't go through them. And the same thing, the opposite. If a thread went through a base nir of the other nir, then when it got to this one, it went between them. Because in this one, it didn't go through the hole. It went between the holes. So the process was, if you took one thread, put it through one base nir, through one hole, and then you went through the second nir, you put it between the two holes. And then, when you ended up at the end on the other side, you would then throw across the arev, which is the piece of the garment that went the other way, which you didn't have to do much work for, but you always had to make it sure that it was a tight weave. So after you threw it across, I'm referring to the thing that says buchiar, which was what they would just chuck across, and then they would alternate. So after that was done, they would then take this kirus, which is like a comb. This way they would make the weave tighter together. They would squeeze it together as they would roll it. So when the shesi went through this comb, which was step number three, that completed osa shnei batei nirim b'nirim. And you had to do two of these things, two threads. That's the way the Tosfos Yontif learns. So the way it teaches the Mishnah about Oisa Shnei Batei Nirim means you take the threads, you put two threads through the two circles, Banirin, and then you also put it between the Nirim, between the circles on the other side, like we explained. Also, similarly, if a person makes two housing things to be Machzik, also the Shesi, Bekeris, which is like a wicker basket, I think. It's made of like palm branches that are very thin, but they would also have a weaving pattern. So in order to create the shesi on that, on the bottom of a bag or any type of similar vessel, they would twist around two branches, which is similar to shnei batei nirim, but it's not exactly the same because there's no physical like circle houses here. Banapa, or if they created this in a sifter where they would sift through flour, bakfara, or in a sieve that they would sift through grain, uvasal, or another type of basket, all these things chayev. Vatoifer shtei tefiras, or if a person stitches two stitches. Vakarea almanas lisvort shtei tefiras, and also a person that tears constructively, because he's doing it unconditioned, to stitch two stitches afterwards.